The federal government has scrapped the proposal of collecting additional freight charges to ease financial pressure on the oil industry by raising the petroleum levy on oil products to fund canal and road projects in Balochistan. The petroleum levy has been recently increased on petrol by 16 rupees and 66 paise per liter, and on high-speed diesel by 15 rupees and 65 paise per liter, to collect funds for implementing road and canal projects worth 370 billion rupees in Balochistan. Now, the total levy on petrol is 86 rupees and 66 paise per liter, and on diesel it is 85 rupees and 65 paise per liter. Among other petroleum products, the levy stands at 80 rupees and 17 paise per liter on high-octane blending component, 18 rupees and 95 paise per liter on kerosene oil, 15 rupees and 37 paise per liter on light diesel oil, and 60 rupees and 17 paise per liter on E10 gasoline. According to sources, oil refineries and marketing companies have estimated that they will suffer a 34 billion rupee loss during the current financial year due to sales tax exemption. To reduce pressure, the Oil Companies Advisory Council, OCAC, an industry lobby, has called for addressing the sales tax exemption issue. In its proposals to the Federal Board of Revenue, the OCAC pointed out that the Finance Act 2024 had introduced sales tax exemption on petrol, high-speed diesel, kerosene oil, and light diesel oil. These fuels were previously zero-rated that allowed input tax claims. However, with the exemption, the input tax has started accumulating. Since prices of these petroleum products are regulated by the government, the denial of input tax has increased the industry's operating and infrastructure costs. Its impact for tax year 2025 is estimated at more than 34 billion rupees. Sources said that the oil industry, in consultation with the petroleum division, had worked out a proposal, according to which 4 rupees per liter would be adjusted in the inland freight equalization margin, IFEM, which would be passed on to refineries to offset the loss caused by sales tax exemption. The petroleum division also prepared a summary for presentation to the Prime Minister and other relevant forums for approval. However, the government turned down the proposal of 4 rupees per liter adjustment in IFEM, prompting an outcry from the oil industry. The industry has also approached the government for abolishing the super tax and other levies. It underlined the need for addressing the sales tax exemption matter in the federal budget for 2025-26 to help the sector operate smoothly. OCAC proposed that petroleum products should be again placed under the taxable regime to ease the burden. It argued that global and domestic economic pressures had already strained formal businesses. The super tax, originally a one-off levy, has continued to remain in place, which threatens the viability of documented companies. OCAC called for its removal in 2025-26.